तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So we are seeing chapter 32 of Canto 3. Kapil Bhagwan says there are two type of people. One is the Grihamedhi, another is Dhira. Who is this Grihamedhi? Grihamedhi is interested in Kama, Artha and Dharma. Out of four pursat, he is interested in only three. Dharma, Artha and Kam. And he does all these things again and again. And what happens? He does many rituals also for Pitra and Devatas. Akramanti iti Pitra Deva Vrat Puman Gatva Chandramasam Lokam Somapa Punareshyati. Since his goal is not mukti, and because of his rituals, good karma, he goes to the Pitra Lok or Swarga Lok or the Dev Lok, representing the Devata. Whatever Devata you propitiate, you reach the lok of that Devata. But what happens after that? He goes by Chandramasam Lokam Somapa Punares. He goes to that loka by Chandramark. Chandramark he goes. But Punareshyati, he comes back. When? Somapa. Somapa means after enjoying the fruits of our Punya Karma. Sukh. So after experiencing Sukh, this Grihamedhi comes back. Then in verse number 4, Bhagwan Kapil Bhagwan says, to whatever loka you go, at the end of the life of Sri Hari, it all ends, all loka dissolve. That we have seen many times. Earlier it was said at the end of the Brahmaji's life, but here it says at the end of the Sri Hari's life. All lokas, they all dissolve. Other than this Grihamedhi, there is a person, he is Dhira. Verse number 5 you'll find. What this Dhira is doing? Swadharma na duyanti dhira kam artha hetave. His purpose is not for the economic development or for the sense gratification. Na duyanti. He does not take advantage of his karma in this way. How is he working? Nisanga. Nisanga without attachment. Nyasta karmana. Given up all the karma to the Lord. Prashanta. His mind is peaceful. Suddha chetasa. Mind is purified. Nibritti dharma nirta. And he is practicing the Nibritti dharma. Doing the Sravan Manan Nidityasan. Nirata. There is a vairagya also. Nirmama. Not the sense of ownership. No mamata. No possession, nirahankar, without ego, swadharma akchena sattvena, he executes his all swadharma. Swadharma, Parisuddhena Chetasa, by his purified mind. Surya Dwarena Te Yanti Purusam. He goes by the Surya Dwar. Surya Dwar means Prakash Dwar. Surya represents the knowledge. Prakash Mark, he goes there. Purusam Vishwato Mukham. Para Avar Isam, and he goes to that loka where the Lord resides. And what happens there? He stays there for Dviparardha. You see, in the verse number 8, we say, Dviparardha Avasane, after staying for the Dviparardha, means the 100 years of Brahmaji. One Parardha is 50 years. So, after staying for 100 years in the Brahmaloka, he gets the knowledge and liberated. If he does not get knowledge, he has to come back. The idea is that both the Grihamedi and the Dhira, who does not have the knowledge, and though are doing the only the Punya Karma, Niskam Karma, they go to higher Loka. They enjoy Punya, that is, they enjoy Sukh in those Lokas, and come back. Even if you are not getting the knowledge in the Brahmalok, you become Abhyakta. And again you come back. So what happens when all the lokas are dissolved? So it is said that at the end of the life of Brahmaji, everything, the whole creation of Pancha Mahabhut, all our senses, all jiva, they all go into the subtle form and enter into that Abhyakta Paramatma. They stay there. And after that, they come back also. They come back. According to their karma, they all come back. Why they come back? But the jivatva is not ended. Those whose jivat is ended by knowledge of self, they will not come back. Those whose individuality is not ended because of they didn't get the knowledge of the self, they all have to come back. So this much we have seen. Grihamedhi and Dhira. Both these are Krama Mukti. Both these are related to the Krama Mukti. Grihamedhi going by the Chandra Mark, Dhira going by the Surya Mark. Both of them will come back, or if they get knowledge in the Brahmalok, they are liberated. But there is no knowledge in the Chandra Mark. In the Pitralok and the Devalok, there is no knowledge. You have to enjoy Sukha and come back. Next.
Atatam sarva bhutanam ritpadme sukritalayam srutanubhavam sharanam brajabhavena bhamini.
So now Kapil Bhagwan is telling his mother, what you should do? Should you take the mark of a Grihamedhi, go to the Pitralok or Devalok, or you take the mark of Dhira, go to the Brahmalok and wait there till the end of the Brahmaji's life, wait for the knowledge, and if you don't get the knowledge, you again come back. O mother, Bhamini, the last word in Sloka number 11, Bhamini, O mother, therefore, what you should do? Tam sarva bhutanam hritpadmesu kritalayam sutanubhavam sarnam braja. You go brajam. You go to the saran. You take the shelter of that Bhagwan. Which Bhagwan? Tam. Tam means that Bhagwan Sarva Bhutanam. Sarva Bhutanam means he is present in all Bhutas. Sarva Bhutanam. Where is present? Hrit Padmesu, in the lotus heart. So in the heart of all of us, that Bhagwan is residing. So you take the shelter of that Bhagwan. He is not saying you work for the Dharma Artha Kam. He is not suggesting his mother. Not Dharma Artha Kam. And he is not suggesting that you go by Suryadwar there and wait in the Brahmalok till 2 Parardh for 100 years of Brahmaji life for the knowledge. No. To his mother, Kapil Bhagwan is saying, Atha tam sarva bhutanam hritpadme sukritalayam. One who is residing in the heart of all bhutas, you take his shelter. And who is this Bhagwan? Srutanubhavam. Srutanubhavam, you have heard about his glory from me. Earlier Bhagwan has told about that. You have heard about me. And you take the shelter. Okay. Therefore, O mother, seek refuge with bhakti in him alone, who has taken up his abode in the lotus-like heart of all beings, whose glory you have heard from me. So here Kapil Bhagwan is suggesting to his mother, don't take Krama Mukti Marg. Take Sadhya Mukti Marg. Sadhya Mukti Marg, you get Mukti here, liberation here. While living, you will get it here. So what I have to do? So he is suggesting you take shelter in that Bhagwan. You will get Sadhya Mukti. So what is this bhakti? What is this bhakti? In Narad Bhakti Sutra we have seen Sat Asmin Param Prem Rupa. Param Prem Rupa. We have to love that Bhagwan. Love that Bhagwan. Only two things are the Bhagwan, other than Bhagwan, the whole world. And we all have the capital of love. You know where we all have invested that love. It's not in Bhagwan. Other than Bhagwan, Anatma. We love Anatma. So Bhagwan says you have to, Kapil Bhagwan says that you have to do the bhakti. Now the question comes, the saranam. The word saranam is there. So many people think that I am a great sinner, you know. Can I go? Some people hesitate to enter into temple also, you know. Why? I am puppy. They think this way. I have done a lot of path. I have done cheated many people. But in Bhagavad Gita and in Ramayana it is said, Koti viprabad lagahi jaahu aaye saran tajau nahi taahu. If somebody has done murdered Koti Vipra, Koti Brahman. Now you know how much is Koti Brahman. So much of pap if you have done. And Ramji says, Aye saran tajau nahi taahu. If he comes to my saran, I will not leave him. I will take him under my shelter. So first thing is that we all should know that we all are entitled for bhakti. We all are entitled for bhakti. Whatever path we have done in this life or in the earlier life, doesn't matter. It does not matter. In Bhagavad Gita also we find, Apichet sudhuracharo bhajate maam ananya bhak sadurevasa mantabya samyak bhavachito hisa. If he is a durachari, sudurachari, achar, conduct, durachar, bad conduct, sudurachar, best amount bad conduct he has done. But if once he decides or takes a resolve that no, I will turn around. Bahut ho gaya. The moment he takes a turn, Bhagwan says, I accept him. He has taken a right resolve. Samyak vyavasito hi sa. And what is bhakti? What is bhakti? That Bhagwan has said earlier. What is that bhakti? He has said in chapter 29. We discuss in detail. He said there are bhakti 81 types. If you remember, I told you, Navada bhakti. What is this Navada bhakti? Navada bhakti is Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. And this Navada bhakti can be of three types, Sattik, Rajasik and Tamasik. And we can worship three types of devata. Devata, yaksha, rakshas, and bhut pret. So 9 into 3 into 3 is equal to 81 types of bhakti, Bhagwan said. Then also he said what is tamasik bhakti, what is rajasik bhakti. So it was said, what is the tamasik? Hinsa, damba, marsata, eva, sarambi, with the angry. If your mind is angry, full of violence, damba, pride, and you are thinking that the world is different from Bhagwan or different from you, then that is a tamasik bhakti. And what is rajasik bhakti? Vishyanam abhisandaya. You are aiming, we are going to do the puja for getting some sense object. Vishay. You want vishay. Yes, fame, aishwarya, opulence. If you want all these three and you are doing the puja also and you are thinking the world is different from you, prithak bhava, or Bhagwan is different from you, that is rajasik bhakti. And another person, what is a sattvic bhakti? Sattvic bhakti is that he thinks that it is his duty to worship Bhagwan. It is his duty. And how he is doing? Parasminta tadarpanam. He is offering all his actions to the Bhagwan and nothing for himself. That is sattvic bhakti. Then he says, this is sagun bhakti, you know. This sagun bhakti will take you to the higher lok only. Higher lok. And we know from the higher lok, chine punne martloke vichanti, we have to come back again. Bhagwan there suggests about the nirgun bhakti. There is a sagun bhakti, which we have seen 81 types of sagun bhakti. And where it will take us, that also we have seen. But Bhagwan there suggests about the nirgun bhakti. What is that nirguna bhakti? Madguna sruti matrena is listening to the katha of Bhagwan. Mai sarva guhase, and I am residing in each and every being. Sarva guhase, sarva means all. Guha in the heart. In the heart of everybody. And how is his mind? Manogati abhichinna yatha ganga vaso amadav. Like the ganga water flows to the ocean. Continuously, there is no break. There is no break. Similarly, his mind thought be sent continuously toward the Lord. So he is listening to the katha of Bhagwan and his mind is always thinking about Lord. Lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hi udahritam. And this is the lakshan, this is the characteristic of nirgun bhakti. And how is that? Ahetuki, without any cause. I am not worshipping Lord for getting dharma artha kam. Ahetuki, I am not desiring anything. Ahuti, abhyabhita. Abhyabhita means Bhagwan is not separate from me. Jagat is not different from me. Ya bhakti purusamitme, that is the nirgun bhakti of purusottam. So we have understood what is saran, what is bhakti. Bhakti, nirgun bhakti and sagun bhakti. In between these two bhakti, nirgun bhakti, Bhagwan prefers. About this nirgun bhakti, Bhagwan says, salokya sarsiti, salokya, I tell him, you come to my lok, sarsiti, I am giving you some power. Some siddhi I am giving you. Sashti, samipya, you come to me. Sarupya, you become like me. Chaturbhuj. Diyamanam na grihanti, I am giving, he is not interested. See, this is nirgun bhakti. I am not interested in this thing. And what he want? Mat sevanam jana. He wants only to serve me. That's all. That is what he wants. So we have seen the sakam bhakti, niskam bhakti, and here Bhagwan is suggesting that, oh mother, you should do bhakti of Bhagwan. Which bhakti? Nirgun bhakti. Atha tam sarabhutanam hritpadme sukritalayam srutanubhavam saranam braj bhavena bhamaniti bhamini. Oh bhamini, oh mother, you go and take shelter in the in your heart where the Lord is present, and that Lord is present in everybody.
Adhyasthriya charanam yo veda garbha sahasribhihi yogeshwari kumaradhaihi siddhair yoga pavartyakaihi.
13, 14 also.
Veda drishtya vimanena nissangena api karmana kartritva saguna brahma purusham purusharsabham.
Sasanskritya. Next.
Sasamsritya punah kale kale neshwara murtina jate guna vyatikare yatha purvam prajayate.
Adya, verse number 12. Adya means Brahmaji, the firstborn. And he is the cause of sthira charanam. Sthira means immovable. Chara, movable. So Brahmaji is the cause of sthira and chara. Achara and chara. Immovable and movable. And yaha veda garbha. Yaha veda garbha. He is the repository of veda also. Brahmaji knows all four vedas. So Brahmaji is the cause of the whole universe, chara and achara. Number one. He is the repository of all the Vedas, sa Rishibhi, with all the sages, sa Rishibhi, Yogeshwari, and all the Yogeshwar. Yogeshwar is the master of the mystic power, great master of mystic power. Kumaradhyai, four Kumara, you know, Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatana, Sanak, Kumara, Kumaradhyai, Siddhai means the perfected ones. Those who have got the Siddhi, Yoga Pravartakai means those who are the author of Yoga. Author of Yoga. So when he comes with all these people. Rishi, Yogeshwar, Kumaraj, Siddhai, Yoga Pravartakai. He comes with all of them. And the Veda Drishtya, he also has got the Veda Drishti. He has got his independent vision. He does not have a vision of oneness everywhere. Veda Drishti. Abhimanena. And this is the misconception. Misconception of Brahmaji. Nisangena api karmana. He is doing the karma with nisanga. Without any attachment he is doing. But Veda Drishti is there. Veda Drishti. Jagat is different from me. Ishwar is different from Jagat. Vedat is Nishkarmanapi. Kartitvat, he has got the doership also. Talking about Brahmaji. He has got the doership also. Saguna Brahma Purusam, and possessing the spiritual gun of Brahman. Purusam. Purusarsava is the first Purush which incarnated. Sa Sanskritta Punah. Sa, that Brahmaji, Sanskritta, Brahmaji and all the sages, Sanskritta, having attained, Punah Kale Kalineswara Murtina. Punah, again come back, you know. Brahmaji also again come back. Punah Kale, at time, Kalineswara Murtinam. By the time, according to the will of that Lord, jate gunavati kare. How that happens? That happens because of the disturbance in the gun. You know? Jate gunavati kare. When the guna interact means sattva, rajas and tamas. There is a samyavastha. When the dissolution is there is a samyavastha. There is no disturbance in sattva, rajas and tamas. But by the flux of time, what happens? There is a disturbance. Why there is a disturbance? Because all jiva which has gone to unmanifest form at the time of the dissolution, their karma started fructifying. Therefore, now the Ishwar, the Lord, has to create the whole world. Why he has to create the whole world? So that all the jiva may experience joy and sorrow according to their karma. So jiva will come In order to get the experience of sukh and dukh, whole world will also come. So when they mature, when they fructify, the karma fructify in course of time, in course of time, therefore it is kalena, what will happen? Then there is a disturbance in sattva, rajas and tamas. Yatha purve prajayate, as previously prajayate is born. So Brahmaji is again born. Brahmaji is also again born. On the other hand, even Brahmaji, the cause of char and achar creation, along with the sages Marichi Adi. If you remember, there were 10 sages came, you know, including Narada, out of which 9 got married. Except Narada. And the Lord of Yoga, like Sankadi, 4 Kumaras, they also came. And other Siddhas, who are the first teachers of Yoga. These are Siddha. Even after entering into the Purush in the Pralay, even they enter into that Purush in the Pralay Kal, all Jiva will go back in the subtle form to that Purush. How they get there? By virtue of the disinterested karma, niskam karma. Because of the niskam karma, they reach there. Is born again as before. Is born again as before. Now 3 factors are there for their birth. 3 factors. First is, if Lord so desires at the time of the new creation, Bhagwan wants that, I need your help. Chalo aao, Brahmaji, you come here. Kumaraj, you come here. I want the teachers for the, all the different type of yoga. So the teachers of the yoga, they all will come. So how that happened? Which happens when the triguna are disturbed by time. Triguna are disturbed by time, by kal. How they are disturbed? Because the fruits of action of the jiva has started fructifying. Therefore there is a disturbance in the guna. They come back because they have the doership. You see the mark the word here. Kartitvat. In the verse number 13. Kartitvat. They have got the doership. So Brahmaji has got the doership. I am the creator of char and achar. Char and achar. And they think world is different from them. Bheda drishti. Again come to the word bheda drishti abhimanena in verse number 13. So they have got the bheda drishti. But Brahmaji in essence is the Sachidananda Paramatma. Brahmaji is liberated. Brahmaji is liberated, we have earlier seen. He did the tapas, and Lord Hari, Lord Narayan came and gave him Chatursloki Bhagavatam. You remember Chatursloki Bhagavatam? So he is liberated. But Vishnu Bhakta, they say he is liberated, but he can't liberate others. I am telling about the Vishnu Bhakta. Vishnu Bhakta says that only Lord Krishna can only liberate, because in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mam eve prapardante maya metam tarantite. One who surrenders to me, I will see that he crosses this maya. Vishnu Bhakta, only limited vision. But we know, we can get knowledge in Brahmalok also, because Brahmaji has got the knowledge. Vedanta says you can get the Krama Mukti there. Karma Mukti you get there. So according to the Vishnu Bhakta, Brahmaji and even Sivaji also can't liberate people. Although in Kasi, we have seen, Lord Shiva gives the Tarak Mantra. You get Mukti. But Vishnu Bhakta, kattar hai. Only Bhagwan Vishnu or the incarnation of Vishnu can only liberate. Sometimes Brahma, Vishnu, Shiv think they are independent. Actually, they are incarnation of Paramatma for a specific purpose, creation, maintenance and dissolution of the world. But you have got the slight bheda drishti. That world is different from me. We all have got bheda drishti. We all have got the bheda drishti. The world is different from me. And we all have got the kartitva also. So if these 2 things are there, and if Bhagwan wants, to take their help, they will have to come back. So what we should take from these three verses, what should we learn? No doership. No doership, no kartitva should be there. And in order to loosen this kartitva, we have to do karma yoga. Karma yoga helps us to loosen this doership. Why? How? Because I become servant. I become servant of the Lord. So when we become employee of any company, that much of doership is not there. You don't have that freedom. Now you have to obey your boss. Whatever he says, we have to do. So it loosens our doership, you know. And no Vedadrishti. Vedadrishti, Jagat is not different from me. Jagat is not different from me. And if I become an instrument in the hand of the Lord, Bhagwan can bring me. Oh, you are my instrument. You become Brahmaji, you become Vishnu, you become Mahesh. And now you create, sustain and dissolve. This is your three department. Brahmaji will create only. He is not supposed to maintain. Vishnu will maintain, not create, not dissolve. And the Lord Shiva is for the dissolution purpose. He will not create or maintain. So three specific departments are given to them. Therefore, in Upadesar we have seen Jagati Isadi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Vrit Deva Pujanam. What is Jagat? Jagat is nothing but Lord Himself. Lord Himself. In Panchadasi also we have seen Swayam Eva Jagat Bhutva Pravishati Jipa Rupata. Swayam Eva Jagat Bhutva. He became this Jagat. He became this Jagat. In Vivek Chudamani we have seen Brahma Pratyaya Santati Jagatata Brahma Eva Tat Sarvata. So realize has an unbroken perception of Brahman. Realize is only Brahman. Whole Jagat is not Jagat, it is Brahman. How Vedanta explains it, that the whole Jagat is Brahman? We have seen that in each and every object, beings of this world, five factors are there. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Naam, Roop. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Naam and Roop. Ignorance is Naam Roop. He is not able to see Asti Bhati Priya. Whereas, a realized person, he sees, Are Asti Bhati Priya is in the chair also. He ignores Naam Roop. Ajnani ignores Asti Bhati Priya. Ajnani ignores Asti Bhati Priya and sees only Naam Roop. And Jnani, Jnani sees Asti Bhati Priya everywhere. So each object of the world being is nothing but Bhagavan, and he has taken a form. Understand this way. So whether it is an inner thing or a sentient thing, Bhagavan is present. Therefore we worship everything. We worship people tree. Bhagavan is present there also. A mechanic, he worships his tools. Bhagavan is present there. And in India, the cooks, they worship their all these ladles and all that, whatever equipment, kadai and all these things, they worship that on a particular day. It is Bhagavan. In Bhagavad Gita also we have seen Brahma Arpana, Brahma Vi, Brahma Agno, Brahma Nautam, Brahma Ivatanga. What is this? The ladder by which I am pouring the ghee, that also is Brahman. The ghee is also Brahman. The person who is offering is also Brahman. For whom it is offered, the devata is also Brahman. The karma phal, the fruit of action which will come, is also Brahman. Mantra I am chanting is also Brahman. See? Everything is Brahman only, nothing else. So if you see the Veda Drishti, or kartitva is there, you have to come back. So whole Jagat is not different from Bhagavan. Paramatma himself has become all this. Swayam eva Jagat Bhutva. He became Jagat. Now if you start seeing Paramatma in everything, in all human beings, other beings, or the inner things, so what will happen? What will happen in your mind? Will there be any hatred toward anything? No. No hatred. Only love will be there. Now you are seeing only one thing. How can you hate Bhagwan? How can you hate this chair? How can you disregard a chair also? Bhagwan is there.
Aishwaryam paramestyam cha tepi dharma vinirmitam nisevya punarayanti gunavyatikare sati.
Aishwaryam te api means all the sages. Earlier we have seen the Brahmaji also has to come back because he has got the Bhed Drishti and he has got the Kartitva. And Lord wants Brahmaji, you come and create. Like in the previous creation, you created, you are experienced person. Sometimes we call one who has experienced person, oh ho ho. Last time you did summer camp, you know. You have got the experience. So working committee has to give least instruction. They will tell only this much topic. Now you prepare. Prepare everything and organize. Same way, Brahmaji is called. So, te api means all the sages, Aishwaryam Parmeshtam. Parmeshtam is the royal opulence. Royal opulence after enjoying their sages. They all have gone there. Te api dharma binirmitam. This opulence and this royal opulence is caused by what? Because of their niskam karma. Produced by their karma. If I do the punya karma, I also will get that aishwarya, that sukha. Nisebhya punarayanti. Yesebhya. After having enjoyed there. Punarayanti means they come back. The sages also come back. When? Gunevati kare sati. When there is an interaction between the three guna. Three guna means sattva, rajas, tamas. Why it is happening? Already explained. Because of the time, because of the lapse of time. They all come back. So, and the sages too, after enjoying glorious life of Brahmalok, because of their punya, they also return when the guna disturbed. Cause of returning is two. Kartitva and Bhed Drishti. Always remember. Kartitva Bhed Drishti. If I don't want to come, what I have to do? No Bhed Drishti. Why no Bhed Drishti? Everything is Brahman only. Kartitva, no doership. Who is doing? Prakriti is doing. Who am I? I am Brahman. Brahman is a karta. I can't do anything. But I am thinking, I am doer. You know? That is why we are all caught in this. Now from 6 verses, from 16 to 21, they discuss about the fruits of the life of attachment. Life of attachment. Our biography, you know. What will happen to us? Mera kya hoga kaliya? Hey, dekho. Bhagwan is going to tell. 16.
ये तु इह आसक्त मनसः कर्मसु श्रद्धयान्विताः कुर्वन्ति अप्रतिसिद्धानि नित्यान्नपि च कृत्स्नशः.
ये मीन्स दोजु. तु इह आसक्त मनसः. तु इंडीड इह हियर विथ आसक्त मनसः. मनसः मीन्स माइंड विथ अटैचमेंट. नॉट असक्त, आसक्त. माइंड इज अटैच्ड. Where karmasu, and you are doing karma. Shradhyanvita, with the faith. Endowed with faith, with shraddha we are doing it. Kurvanti apratisiddhani. kurvanti, they are doing. Aprasthitani, with the attachment. They are doing that, I want this result. With the attachment. Nitya anyapi. Nitya. Anyapi, nitya. Now you all perhaps remember, long time back we discussed about the karma. Nitya karma, naimittik karma, prayaschit karma, upasana, kamya karma, nisiddha karma. So here it is a nitya anyapi. Nitya, nitya karma, anyapi, kamya karma. Kamya karma. Our scriptures prohibit us to do the kamya karma. Always say you do niskam karma. But if we go on doing this nitya karma, our duty and the kamya karma, how Krishna saha repeatedly, not stopping, even after listening to Bhagavad Gita or Bhagwan Kapil's Upadesh, we continue to do that. Krishna saha continuously. So then there are those who are intensely attached to the fruit of action, but are endowed with the faith in the Shastra and who perform all the rituals, karma enjoyed by them. They are doing kamya karma. I want to go to Swargalok. I want to go to Pitralok. I want to go Devlok. Therefore, they are doing lot of rituals. So what will happen to them? They will never reach Paramatma. They will never reach Paramatma. They will go to the higher loka and come back. Come back. And what happens when we do the kamya karma? Many times we have seen this science. When I do a sakam karma is I want a particular fruit of action, I desire that, and when the fruit of action comes, then either I like it, I don't like it. See, if I like it, it is added to the my list of likes, and if it, I don't like it, it is added to my dislike list. That is vasana. Likes and dislikes, ragandves. What is ragandves? Vasanas, tendencies, impressions. Impression. And this vasana becomes the cause for our next birth. This way it is continuously happening. And we can come out of this vasana only in this human form. Always remember. You cannot come out of vasana in any other form. And there are 84 lakh types of upadhi. 84 lakhs types of upadhi. Only in one upadhi we can come out. And no other upadhi. So if I do kamya karma, I will never reach Paramatma. Next.
Ye tu iha asakta manasaha karma su shraddhayanvitaha kurvanti apratishtithani. Oh, we have done that now. Radasakuntha manasaha kamatmana jitendriyaha pitrim riyajanti anudinam griheshu abhiratashayaha.
Rajasa, those who are performing rajasic action, kuntamansa, full of anxiety. Whatever karma we do, kamya karma, there is a lot of anxiety in that. Lot of anxiety. First planning is anxiety, execution is anxiety, when the fruit of action comes, aayega ki nahi aayega, that is also anxiety. Kamatmana desiring the for the sense objects. Kamatmana ajitendriya. Ajitendriya. You are doing all your actions for your sense gratification. Ajitendriya, you have not conquered your indriya. So all the actions are for the sense gratifications and my indriyas, my senses are not controlled. Ajitendriya. Pitrin yajanti anudinam. Pitrin. They are worshipping Pitra, their forefather. Yajanti anudinam. Every day they are doing. Griheshu abhi ratasaya. Griheshu abhi ratasaya. The householder. Abhi ratasaya. Continuously mind is engaged in that. Continuously mind is engaged in that. This is none other than Grihamedi, the first word which was given in verse number 1, Grihamedi. This is the state of Grihamedi. Such persons impelled by rajas are full of anxieties and always aspire for sense gratification due to uncontrolled senses. They worship forefathers and are busy day and night improving the economic conditions of their life. These are Grihamedi, engaged only in dharma, earth and kaam.
Traivargi kaste purusha vimukha hari medhasah kathayam kathaniya uru vikramasya madudvishah.
Traivargi kaste purusha, they are only interested into the three elevating process. Traivargi ka, only three process they are interested. Vimukha hari medhasa, not interested into hari. Or kathayam kathaniyam, the katha which should be listened. They are not interested. Vimukha, they are vimukha. Uru vikramasya madhusi, and these katha, they have got the power, you know, to take us out from the sansara. Take us out of the sansara. They always tell you, do this thing, do this thing, do this thing. Kapil Bhagwan is saying to his mother what is to be done. Nirguna Bhakti is to be done. You take the shelter of Bhagwan. But they are not interested. So they are called Traivargika. They are interested in the three values of life. Dharma, Artha, Kam. Therefore they are called Traivargika. With this Traivargika, Grihamedi. He is not interested in mukti. They don't care for the mukti or bhakti. Therefore they disregard the bhakti and the glories of Bhagwan. They are not interested. Not interested in the Leela of Bhagwan, which are potent to enough to eradicate the evil of sansar. Evil of sansar? These kathas can help you to come out from the sansar, you know. But they are not interested. They are interested only in the dharma artha kam, not interested in mukti. They are not interested in Leela of Bhagwan or Bhagavad Gita or Ramayana or Bhagavatam. They don't become bhakta of Hari, and only Hari, according to Vaishnava Bhakta, Hari only can give you mukti, not other. They don't become bhakta. These people remain in the cycle of birth and death. They continuously live in that. Next.
Nunam daive na vihata yecha yachyuta katha sudham hitva sunvanti asad gathaha purisham ivaving bhujaha.
Nunam, certainly daive na vihata, they are condemned by devtal also. Those people who don't listen to Leela, or those who don't become bhakta, here say, Daivena Bhita, they are condemned by the Lord. Yecha Achyut Katha Sudham. Those who are not interested in the Katha of Bhagwan, nectar story of the Lord, Hitva, they give up this Leela Bhagwan, Bhagavat Katha. And what they do? Srunavanti Asad Gatha. Asad Gatha. They are interested not in Sat, not in Bhagwan. They are interested in Asat. Asat means Anatna Vastu. Anatna Vastu means world. World. And he says, Puris maybe. Bole, these Asat things are like Puris, like a stool. Puris, like stool, anatma kathasa. Bing bhuj, and they are the eater of stool. Eater. Such strong words are used by Kapil Bhagwan in order to seek us, what we are doing. So, abandoning the nectar-like stories of Bhagwan, they listen to the wild talks relating to the sensual enjoyments. Even as swine feed on the filth, they have been cheated by fate. Yeah. Even if it is available, they don't come. You see, such people are interested in scandals. Scandal. कहाँ क्या हुआ स्कैंडल, न्यूज़पेपर, न्यूज़पेपर नेवर यू विल फाइंड एनीथिंग अबाउट द लॉर्ड, नेवर यू फाइंड. समटाइम वन कॉलम इज देयर स्पीकिंग ट्री, इन इंडिया देयर इज वन कॉलम स्पीकिंग ट्री, वन आर्टिकल, फ्यू लाइंस अबाउट द भगवान. और फिल्म फेयर, पीपुल आर क्रेजी, दे रिमेंबर इन विच इनिंग सुनील गावस्कर मेड हाउ मेनी रन्स, यू सी इट. सच इडियट्स आर ऑल्सो देयर रिमेंबरिंग वर्ल्डी थिंग. क्या मिलेगा, वॉट विल यू गेट, अननेसेसरी थिंग्स. दे डोंट स्टडी भगवद गीता, बाइबल, कुरान. They will not remember one sloka of Gita, but they will remember the record of the players. Or ask them which actor has got a scandal. Abhi last year he was associated with this heroine, now he's unnecessary things they are remembering. So these people are like a hog interested in eating stool. Mahatma says, you give him ghee bhat, he will not eat. You give hog, अरे तुम आओ, तुमको गरम गरम चावल देता है, उसमें आई एम गिविंग यू प्योर घी, ही विल नॉट कम, दे विल नॉट ईट. सो मैसेज ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज वॉट, भगवान से लीला इज सत, इट इज अमृत, अदर देन भगवान कथा इज ऑल व्यथा. अखंडानंद महाराज, माँ आनंदमयी यू टू सी, only bhagwan katha is katha, others are all byatha. If you understand the Hindi meaning, katha and byatha, it will give you sorrow only. Byatha.
Dakshinena patharyam aryamnah pitrilokam rajantite prajamanu prajayante smasanant kriyakritah.
Dakshinena patha aryamnah pitrilokam rajantite. Dakshinena, from the south side of the path of the sun, from the southern part, dakshin of the sun. They are not going by Surya Marga. That Pitra Lok is there, they have to take the southern side of the sun. Pitra Lokam Brajantite. They go to the Pitra Lok. They go to Pitra Lok. Prajamanu, along with their family, prajayante, they take birth. Samsan antakriyakritaha, and samsan means cremation, antakriyakrita means last rites performed. So persons who thus live their lives on the earth doing all prescribed ritualistic karma with rigor go after death by the southern path to the world of Aryamna, known as Pitraloka. Known as a Pitraloka. In Bhagavad Gita in chapter 8 we get the path of knowledge and path of return, path of no return. Path of light and path of darkness. Krishna Marga and Dhumra Marga. Sukla and Krishna. There are two marks. One by one mark, you have to come back. Punaravritti. Another is apunaravritti. You don't have to come back. Pitralok, come back. Swargalok, come back. Brahmalok, if you get the knowledge there, you are liberated. If you don't get, come back. So these people have done all the sanskars. These ritualistic have done all the sanskar from Garbhadhan to Anteshti. Vidhi Purvak they have done. They are Sakami. They go to Pitralok. And again they are born. Some Mahatma say they are born in the same family. We don't know about that, but some people say, those who go to the Pitralok, they come in the same family again. Come back. One more we'll see.
तदस्ते क्षिण सुकृताः पुनर्लोकम् इमं सति पतन्ति विवशा देवैः सद्यो विप्रंशितो दयाः.
ततः ते, देन देयर आफ्टर, क्षीण सुकृताः, क्षीण व्हेन सुकृता, ऑल द पुण्य आर एग्जॉस्टेड, पुनर्लोकम् इमं सति, ओ मदर, दे कम बैक टू दिस लोक अगेन. पुनः lokam imam, this loka. They come back here. Patanti vivasa devai, patanti, they are thrown. They are thrown. Devai, by devata, how? Vivasa, helplessly. If you say, are mere ko ruk ja, no, you have to go. They will throw you from there. Vivasa. Bhajan, vivasa sadyo, suddenly, all of a sudden. Like in your bank account, if you have got the positive balance, they will honor your all checks. The moment it exceeds, they will dishonor. Sadyo. Even if you go and tell them, hey, please, please, please. He said, no, I can't do that. If you don't repay, I have to pay. I have to compensate. So, vivasa, again. Instantly, sadyo, vibhransa udaya, and all the opulence, whatever the Sukhdeva are enjoying, all ceased, khatam ho gaya, ek saath. Unne khatam gaya. So when the effect of these good work is exhausted there, the custodian devatas of these lok expel them from there, and they come helplessly again to the world of men for a new body. Again come back. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Tetam Bhuktva Swarga Lokam Vishalam Chine Punne Martaloke Vishanti. Again, come back to this Martaloka. And earlier also we have seen, A Brahma Bhuvanat Loka Punavartina Arjuna. O Arjuna, up to the Brahma Loka, even if you go there, if you don't get knowledge, you have to come back again. And we have seen many times the knowledge can happen either in the Martaloka or in the Brahma Loka. And there in the Brahmalok we have seen how long we have to wait. Dviparardha, 100 years. And you all know how much is the 100 years of Brahmaji. So if you want to wait that much of time in the Brahmalok to enjoy the sukha there and then get the knowledge, your choice. But Kapil Bhagwan says, for Sadhya Mukti, O my mother, please take this Nirgun Bhakti Marga and be liberated here. Bhagavan has said, Mam upetra punarjanma dukkalayam asaswatam naapnavanti. If you reach me, no coming back. So we have to choose. And how they fall from there? From the higher loka. See, in one of the Upanishads, he says that they become, it is all subtle, you know. It's not like a gross body you are coming. They are put into the rain. With the rain cloud, they come on the earth, enter the earth. Then after that, in the plant, they enter. The jiva, is coming through the rain, enter into the plant. The plant is eaten by man. Man, then that is converted into the seed. That seed is placed in the mother's womb, and he enters into the mother womb, and thus again jiva is born. Patanti means the chine punya, it comes like that. Enters into human form and take birth. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.